From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris, and we begin the hour in Baghdad, where Vice President Joe Biden paid a surprise visit over the weekend. It's been nearly 4 months since Iraqis voted in a general election. The results were so close that no party won enough seats in parliament to form a government on its own. Next week, the parliament is supposed to begin the process of choosing a prime minister, and there are some predictions that it won't happen, that an impasse could last into the fall. So Vice President Biden spent his July 4th holiday encouraging Iraqi politicians to work it out. NPR's Kelly McEvers reports.
The political stalemate here is complicated. It started when Iraqis flocked to the polls on March 7th, and the party of the sitting prime minister, Nouri al-Maliki, lost by a narrow margin to the party of former prime minister, Iyad Alawi. Since then, Maliki, a Shiite, has aligned with other Shiite parties to form what's being called a super Shiite bloc. With the largest number of seats in parliament, this group is claiming the right to form a government. But Alawi, a secular Shiite who has the backing of many of Iraq's Sunnis, says that's not fair. After all, he won the election, says the spokeswoman for his Iraqiya party, Maysoon al-Damaluji. In a phone interview, she says there's nothing wrong with the super Shiite bloc holding meetings.
The problem is when they try to block Iraqiya forming the government.
So that's the conflict between Maliki and Alawi. But there's also conflict within Maliki's super Shiite bloc. Many Shiites want Maliki out and a new Shiite candidate for prime minister in. But they can't agree on who this candidate should be. On the streets of Baghdad, music of mourning blares from loudspeakers as Shiite pilgrims march toward the Qadamiyya shrine, where two revered imams are buried. Even here, the divisions are clear. Young men wearing all black have set up checkpoints to search pilgrims and check IDs. They're loyal to the radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. Iraqi policemen, on the payroll of Prime Minister Maliki, have their own checkpoints just a few paces away. Ibrahim Sumidai is an Iraqi political analyst. He says the problem is that none of the factions here is willing to let go of power and form an opposition instead. He says this mentality is a holdover from the era of Saddam Hussein.
There is a dictator inside each one of them. It is a culture. They thought it is their last chance to get the power and still in the power forever.
Over the weekend, Vice President Biden said the Iraqi government should represent all people, Shiites, Sunnis, and Kurds, not just one group. Biden made it clear that while America's military operation is winding down, with the number of troops here steadily decreasing, the civilian operation is ramping up.
And the United States is committed. We're committed to cement that relationship through economic, political, and diplomatic cooperation, not just by the use of arms.
Analysts here say this may be what the American people want to hear, but not necessarily what the Iraqis want to hear. On one hand, the radical Islamists, both Shiite and Sunni, want the U.S. military all the way out of Iraq. Others say American soldiers should stay to protect people against the radicals and to ensure that whoever takes power does not become another dictator. Abdulhalik Zengla is a Kurdish member of parliament. He says Biden was his usual frank self with Iraqi leaders, and that's the way the Americans should remain.
They have to remind us toughly that Iraq still needs allies, and without the help of the allies, Iraq cannot overcome its political, cultural, economic crisis that Saddam put Iraq in.
Back outside, Shiite pilgrims will march to the Qadamiyya shrine all week. It's already 110 and only getting hotter. Young boys spray water on pilgrims and volunteers man tents where the faithful can step out of the sun. Two women who've walked for 7 days from the southern city of Kut say they're not worried about security, despite the fact that earlier today, two bombs targeted pilgrims in another part of Baghdad. It's okay, one woman says. We are protected. She nods to the Sadr loyalists dressed in black. We'll be taken care of, she says, by our own people. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Baghdad.